Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Taylor, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. Tell me, do you like to travel? Do you take pictures when you travel? Well, I do, and so do the characters in our dialogue today. Before getting into the dialogue, remember that to read the dialogue and the extra content we prepared for you, you can access our portal, fluencytv.com. Make sure you check it out. Today, we're going to listen to a conversation between friends who are traveling, Hannah and John. They're at an iconic tourist spot and need a picture. Try to listen and find out what picture they got.
Look, the charging bull.
Wow, I always wanted to see that statue in person.
It looks smaller than expected, to be honest.
I don't think so. Well, we need a picture here. Let's ask that man.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of us?
Sure, no problem. Say cheese.
Okay, what did they ask the guy? Let's listen one more time.
Look, the charging bull.
Wow, I always wanted to see that statue in person.
It looks smaller than expected, to be honest.
I don't think so. Well, we need a picture here. Let's ask that man.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of us?
Sure, no problem. Say cheese.
Time to get started. Hannah speaks first. She seems really excited and says, "Look, the charging bull." Here, she's using "look" as an order, but it's not rude at all. You can do it when you want someone to look at something quickly. Repeat, "look." Look. The charging. Try to make the CH sound here. Charging. Bull. The charging bull. Look, the charging bull. The charging bull is a famous sculpture in the financial district of Manhattan in New York City. They say he brings good luck, so of course everyone wants a picture. Now repeat the sentence one last time, but try to connect all the sounds some more. Look, the charging bull. Awesome work. John looks and replies saying, "Wow, I always wanted to see that statue in person." To see something in person means to be physically in the same place as that thing and to see it with your own eyes, not through a picture or video. So John has always wanted to see the bull face to face. Okay, repeat after me. Wow. Wow. I always wanted to see that statue in person. Yes, the pronunciation of statue is a little peculiar. I'll say it again more slowly. Statue. There is a CH sound in the second syllable. Say it with me. Statue. Statue. Excellent. Let's put it all together. That statue. I always wanted to see that statue in person. Wow, I always wanted to see that statue in person. And then Hannah shares her opinion. She says, "It looks smaller than expected, to be honest." Repeat. It looks smaller. It looks smaller than expected. Smaller means more small compared to something else. In this case, the statue is smaller than she had imagined. One more time. It looks smaller than expected. Then she added, "to be honest," at the end to emphasize her honest opinion about the statue. And it's a very natural way to do that. Repeat, "to be honest." Okay, let's say her sentence again. It looks smaller than expected. In the last part of her line, "to be honest." Repeat, "to be honest." Nice work. Well, John does not agree. He replies with, "I don't think so." Well, we need a picture here. Let's ask that man. This sentence here, "I don't think so," is the most natural way to disagree with someone, to express that your opinion is different or that they're incorrect. Repeat, "I don't think so." I don't think so. So how can you express that you don't agree with the other person? "I don't think so." And let's continue. Repeat after me. Well, we need a picture here. Picture has a CH sound. Ch. Repeat. A picture. Well, we need a picture here. Let's ask that man. Let's ask that man. So, Hannah asked the man for a picture, saying, "Excuse me, sir, could you please take a picture of us?" When you need a person's attention before speaking, you just need to say, "Excuse me." Repeat, "Excuse me." "Excuse me." Okay, what can you say to get a person's attention? "Excuse me." And since it's a guy and she wants to be extra polite, she says, "Excuse me, sir." Say it after me. "Excuse me, sir." Awesome. Let's continue. She's polite again and asks him, "Could you please take a picture of us?" Let's say it. "Could you please? Could you please?" "Could you please" is a polite way to request something. One more time. "Could you please take a picture of us?" Take a picture of us. Could you please take a picture of us? Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of us? And now we have the guy's answer, which is our final line. He says, sure, no problem. Say cheese. Sure, no problem is a nice way to say yes. Say it with me. Sure. No problem. Sure, no problem. Then he takes the picture, saying, say cheese. When we say the word cheese, we smile, right? That's why many people tell us to say cheese when they take a picture of us. Let's repeat. Say cheese. Cheese. Cheese has the CH sound, right? Cheese. Say cheese. Sure, no problem. Say cheese. Sure, no problem. Say cheese. And we are done. Nice work. It's time to read the dialogue. Look, the charging bull. Wow, I always wanted to see that statue in person. It looks smaller than expected, to be honest. I don't think so. Well, we need a picture here. Let's ask that man. Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of us? Sure, no problem. Say cheese. Now, listen to the dialogue for the last time.
Look, the charging bull.
Wow, I always wanted to see that statue in person.
It looks smaller than expected, to be honest.
I don't think so. Well, we need a picture here. Let's ask that man.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of us?
Sure, no problem. Say cheese.
Okay, was the dialogue easier to understand this time? If you want to practice more intensive listening, sign up for the English with Fluency Academy course. The link is in the description. Okay, and that's it for now. Thank you again for joining me. You're amazing. I hope you have a great week. See you next time. Bye.